जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
विष्णुपाद परम सुप्री राजाचार्य शुक्र शशी विश्वाय ग्रेद चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शीला प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य शीला प्रभुपाद की जयम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परी राजकाचार्य स्त्रोत्र श्री श्रीमती स्वयं गृह शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज शिला प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ षड गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा द्वारकापुरी धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी सुमित तुलसी महारानी की जय। कलयुग पावन गोलोक अपेन्दन शरी नाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराण की जय। पिताए गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भगवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय। नमो पंकजमालिने। नमो पंकजनेत्राय। नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 chapter entitled Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam, text number 28. Please respond.
Ittam sharat pravrishika vritu harer. Vishran vato menu savam yasho malam. संकीर्त्यमानं मुनिभिर् महात्मभिर् भक्ति प्रवृत्तात्म रजस्तमोपहः इत्तं शरत्प्रावृषिकावृतु हरेर् विशृण्वतो मेनु सवं यशोमलम् संकीर्त्यमानं मुनिभिर्महात्मभिर् भक्ति प्रवृत्तात्मरजस्तमोपहः इत्तं शरत्प्रावृषिकावृतु हरेर् विशृण्वतो मेनु सवं यशोमलम् संकीर्त्यमानं मुनिभिर्महात्मभिर् भक्ति प्रवृत्तात्मरजस्तमोपहः
महात्मा
Mataji.
What word meaning? Sittam, das, sharat, autumn, ravrishikau, rainy season, rutu, two seasons, hare, of the Lord, vishranvataha, continuously hearing, me, myself, anusavam, constantly, yashamalam, unadulterated glories, sankirtyamanam, chanted by munibhi, the great sages, ma atmabhi, great souls, bhaktihi, devotional service, paravrata, began to flow, atma, living being, rajah, mode of passion, tama, mode of ignorance, upaha, vanishing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and the autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished. Purport: transcendental loving service for the Supreme Lord is a natural inclination of every living being. The instinct is dormant in everyone, but due to the association of material nature, the modes of passion and ignorance cover this from time immemorial. If, by the grace of the Lord and the great soul devotees of the Lord, a living being becomes fortunate enough to associate with the unadulterated devotees of the Lord and gets a chance to hear the unadulterated glories of the Lord, certainly the flow of devotional service takes place like the flow of a river. As the river flows on till she reaches the sea, similarly pure devotional service flows by the association of pure devotees till it reaches the ultimate goal, namely transcendental love of God. Such a flow of devotional service cannot stop. On the contrary, it increases more and more without limitation. The flow of devotional service is so potent that any onlooker also becomes liberated from the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. These two qualities of nature are thus removed and the living being is liberated, being situated in his original position. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Meeshwaram Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pavchagadeshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. We welcome all devotees to Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. We are reading the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the instruction given by Narad Muni to his disciple, Srila Vyasadeva. And in the section we are reading now, importance of glorifying Krishna is established. See, whenever we make present any concept, the speaker is said to be very impactful if he can give some case study, if he can give some example. So Narad Muni has said, devotional service has to be glorified, Krishna has to be glorified. So after saying that in the previous chapter, now he is giving case study, example. And it is said that nowadays, especially in preaching, it is said, the most impactful is when a preacher or a speaker or a teacher speaks his own example, some personal example, personal story. So Narad Muni is the best preacher, best teacher. You know the kind of people he has given Krishna consciousness to? Small children. Dhruv Maharaj, and then Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb. So Narad Muni could instruct his mother also, Kayadu. And then hunters, uncivilized people like Mrigari, or very sophisticated kings like Prachini Barishar, or intellectual like Vyasadev, or somebody very stubborn and obstinate like Kailash. You know the Kailash story, he ultimately became a snake, but Narad Muni didn't give up. So Narad Muni is the best teacher. And to explain the importance of Krishna consciousness, to glorify Krishna, he is giving his own example, own story. How he heard Krishna Katha from the saintly people for two seasons when they came, and what happened to him. And basically in today's verse, he is saying how the culture of devotional service helped him. Culture of hearing. The line especially, Vishrinvato me nusavam yasho malam. Vishrinvato me means constantly hearing. And Nusavam Yashomalam, again and again hearing. In the same line, constantly and hearing again and again is mentioned. So that means, in today's purport also Prabhupada following the same mood of the verse, he is saying how we have to hear from bona fide devotees constantly. So this is the theme of today's class also. So today we will discuss the scientific basis of this constant hearing, or the scientific basis of Shravanam. So the main theme that we will discuss right now is why we need to constantly hear. Not, you know, sometimes we may not understand the importance of the culture of hearing. We may be more inspired by an inspirational talk, a pep talk, you know. You know, sometimes some things you hear or see, you get a kick. Oh, that's it. That is good. That is needed, especially when we are down. We need to be somebody to lift our spirits up. That has its importance. But along with that, the culture as a sadhana, as a practice to regularly hear or read scriptures. Not as an inspirational or a practical class. Sometimes we want practical class, sometimes we want inspirational class, which is important. But there is also the importance of consistency, dedication, you know. So we may be attracted by stimulation, a good class or a good, you know, something I read, something fascinating. Stimulation is there, but absorption is also needed. So therefore, that is the theme we will discuss now. So to begin with, the culture of Shravanam, which means what Prabhupada writes in today's purport and the verse is also explaining, hearing constantly from bona fide devotees. So when we do that, there are many benefits we will get. And depending on time, we will take a few. At least the first one we will take, which is, the most important benefit of hearing constantly about Krishna is what? Attraction to Krishna. Love for Krishna. When Rukmini, she wrote a love letter to Krishna. Now during those days it is said that girls were not writing love letters to Krishna. So Rukmini felt she is being little shameless in writing letter. So she writes a love letter to Krishna. And she writes that, what to do Krishna, I have never seen you, I have never met you. But I have fallen in love with you because I have been hearing about you. श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुंदर शृण्वतां ते निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरै हरतोऽङ्गतापम् रूपं दृशं दृशमतामखिलार्तलाभम् त्वय्यच्युता विशत चित्तमपत्रपम्मे. अपत्रपम्मे मीन्स् शेम्लेस्. कृष्णा हैज बिकम शेम्लेस् बिकॉज वॉट टू डू. श्रुत्वा गुणान्, आई एम हियरिंग अबाउट यू एंड हियरिंग अबाउट योर ब्यूटिफुल क्वालिटीज, योर ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म. शृण्वताम् ते निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरै हरतोऽङ्गतापम्. सो एज कृष्ण कथा एंटर्स माई इयर होल्स एंड इट एंटर्स माई हार्ट, हरतोऽङ्गतापम्, ऑल द हैंकरिंग्स एंड पेन एंड ट्रिबुलेशंस ऑफ द हार्ट, इट इज ऑल मिटिगेटेड. रूपम दृशम दृशमताम अखिलार्थ लाभम. सो इफ समवन कैन मेडिटेट ऑन योर ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म, दैट इज अखिलार्थ लाभम, दैट इज द हाइएस्ट फॉर्म ऑफ अचीवमेंट. त्वय्यच्युता विशत चित्तम पत्रपम्मे, माई माइंड इज शेमलेसली अट्रैक्टेड टू यू. सो शी इज इन वन सेंस सेइंग दैट कृष्णा यू आर रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर मी डूइंग दिस. बट देन रुक्मिणी इज थिंकिंग, ओ कृष्णा मे थिंक, रुक्मिणी इज थिंकिंग कृष्णा मे थिंक that what is this girl, how audacious she is, she is writing to me like this. So to allay Krishna's fears or misconceptions, she writes in the next verse, what to do Krishna, there is nobody like you. I have heard so much about you that in all the different qualities there is no one who can match you. Katvam mukunda mahati kulashila roopa vidya vayodravinadam abiratma tulyam धीरा पतिं कुलवती नवृणीत कन्या काले नरसिंह नरलोक मनोभिरामम. शी सेज कृष्णा का त्वा मुकुंद, देर इज नोबडी लाइक यू बिकॉज यू कैन गिव लिबरेशन एंड हू कैन कंपेयर विद यू इन कुल, इन योर लिनिएज. शीला, योर कैरेक्टर इज स्पॉटलेस. रूप, यू आर द बेस्ट इन ब्यूटी. एंड ऑल दिस रुक्मिणी हैज लर्नड फ्रॉम वेयर, बाय हियरिंग. And Vidya, you are the most educated. Vayo, in youthfulness. Dravinada, you know, money. So she is saying the best marriage alliance I can get is you because you are best in all of this. And Dravinada, Dravinatmavi, there is only one person who can be compared with you. And that is you yourself. So, Dhirapati Kulavati Navrinita Kanya, which sober woman will not be agitated or disturbed after hearing this about you? Now Krishna may think, oh, Rukmini is saying all this so that I can get married to her. But after marriage, she may control me like any other wife controls her husband. So Rukmini is thinking, Krishna may think like this. So Rukmini is saying, no Krishna, don't think I will control you because you are Kale Narasimha Naraloka Manobhiramam. Who can control you? You are Narasimha. You are time personified. So like this, she has written such a beautiful letter to Krishna. And she sends it through the Brahmana. So now, for example, the last 5 minutes what we did, we heard about Krishna's glories. So Rukmini had heard about Krishna's glories. So now we are hearing Krishna's glories from Rukmini's letter. So what we have done just now is we have heard, we have taken part in Shravanam. Something like what Rukmini did. Now somebody may say, okay, Rukmini haratonga tapam. Rukmini is saying she felt relieved of all the tapa because she heard about Krishna. Somebody may say, Prabhuji, I also feel relief from suffering when I watch something, some movie on Netflix, or the OTT web series, so many series is there. It has the same impact, Prabhuji. I feel relief. Haratonga tapam. No, we have to clarify here. It may give these movies, see, I am not denouncing the role of entertainment in society because everything has a place. And some people need painkillers. They may be suffering so much. Sometimes, you know, doctors recommend painkillers. But what happens to many of us is we may take shelter of the painkiller. We may think painkiller is more important than the medicine. So, somebody may watch some movie, something exciting, but it will only titillate the senses little bit. But for something to have deep impact in the heart, we need to study about Krishna and hear about Krishna. Because when you watch a movie, what happens? Somebody else is the director of that movie. Somebody is the cinematographer. You know. But when you are decorating, when you are hearing, you are decorating Krishna. See, a director has made a movie. It is his offering. But when we hear about Krishna, our mind can visualize unlimited possibilities of Krishna's beauty. Isn't it? It's a personal offering. Like, you know, you can do one small experiment. You can hear about Krishna and you can see Krishna on the screen. See, now we have nothing, no option. Like, for example, this Janmashtami. So we have virtual immersive experience, which is needed. But Prabhupada said we have to make the best use of the bad bargain. There is nothing like watching Krishna through the pages of Bhagavatam or hearing about him than watching some, you know, movies or something sensational, than something that stimulates the senses. Like, for example, let's take, you know, just one example about Krishna's beauty. And the Bhagavatam says, Prasadabi mukam shashvat prasanna vadanekshanam sunasam subhruvam charu kapolam surasundaram. So this verse is describing Krishna's beauty. Now you are hearing it. What does this verse say? Prasadabi mukam shashvat. Krishna's face is very pleasing. So now you can allow your creativity. You can connect with this sound vibration which is not different from Krishna to understand and appreciate Krishna's beauty. Prasanna vadanekshanam. Krishna's face as well as his eyes is very, he has a, Krishna has an enchanting smile on his face. And Krishna also with his eyes is imparting a lot of affection. Even in the Venu Gita we find Kataksha Moksham. Krishna's sidelong glances, Krishna's eyes have been described so beautifully in the scriptures. So Prasadabhi Mukham Shashvat Prasanna Vadanekshanam. Sunasam, Krishna's nose is beautiful. Subhruvam charu. Charu means beautiful. What is beautiful? Is subhruvam, is eyebrows. Kapola is forehead. Surasundaram, it is more beautiful than all the devatas put together. So what have we done now? We have connected and remembered Krishna's form. So you can repeat this verse with me, after me. It's very simple. Prasadabhi mukam shashvat. Prasanna vadanekshanam. Sunasam subhruvam charu. Kapolam surasundaram. So as you know the meaning and as you chant the verse, you are getting a chance to exercise your own brain, your own mind, to remember Krishna. And that gives us a chance to go deeper into connecting with Krishna. See, even in this world, even in the material experiences, there is something which is shallow and something which is deeper. Like for example, I went for a walk some time ago, some days ago, to Hanging Garden. So when I was walking, there was a man who came in front of me and he was heavily perfumed. So as he came close to me, that scent entered my nostrils and it was a kind of a stimulant. You know, somewhere my senses were affected and it was a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but then as I walked ahead, because of the rains and also because there were plants and flowers there, so the fragrance of the flowers mixed with the fragrance of the earth that got mixed with the rainwater, that also entered my nostrils after maybe 2-3 minutes when I went ahead. And that touched me at a deeper level than the perfume. Have you experienced this? Something, even in material world, there is something that takes us deeper. So imagine we are now hearing about Krishna's beauty. And if we hear consistently, over a period of time, how much attraction to Krishna we can develop. Like, there are very graphic descriptions in the Bhagavatam about Krishna's beauty. Details, you know. Shamam Hiranyaparidim Vanamalya Barha Dhatu Pravala Nataveshya Manuvratamse Vinyasta Hasta Itare Nadunana Mabjam Karunot Palalakakapola Mukhabjahasam. So, this is a very beautiful description when Krishna is, how is Krishna standing in Vrindavan? Shamam.
He is as beautiful as a dark monsoon cloud. So in rainy season, when you see a cloud, you can see, oh, this is Krishna's beauty. This is how Krishna's complexion. That is why in the 10th canto, Prabhupada writes in the purport, of course it is Sukadeva Goswami's words, that clouds and Krishna are best friends. Why? Just like when cloud comes after a hot summer season, people feel relief. Similarly, when we are suffering because of anxiety in this world, and then when Krishna enters our life, we feel relief. So Krishna's complexion is Shama, and Hiranya Paridhim is wearing golden, dazzling, yellowish garments. Shamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Barha. He has a beautiful garland of forest flowers. Barha. He has a peacock feather on his hair. Dhatu Pravala Natavesamanu Vratam. Say Dhatu Pravala means different colored minerals of Vrindavan, which is found. It is smeared over his body. And he is looking like an expert actor. Natavesham. Anuvratam se. Amshe means his arms. He has put one of his arms on the shoulder of his friend. So imagine this now. And what is he doing with the other hand? Vinyasta hasta itarena dunanam abjam. He is twirling very delicately a lotus flower. So Krishna has put one hand on his friend's shoulder and with the other is twirling a lotus flower. Karnot palalaka kapola mukhapchahasam. And on his ears he has put lilies. And karnot palalaka kapola and alaka kapola. His cheeks, you know, Krishna has beautiful hair. For his locks of curly hair is falling on Krishna's cheeks. Mukhapchahasam. He's got an enchanting smile. So this is what the Brahmana Patnis, when they came to the forest to see Krishna, this is what they saw. And this is what we can see when we hear. Now you may say, well, this can be portrayed on a screen also. Yes, and that is good. And that is satisfying. But it doesn't satisfy as much as when I myself visualize this or understand this or hear the sound of Krishna. You know, I kind of got a little understanding on this once I was in Gopal's Garden High School. So I went to the library there and I took one book. I was getting bored. So I took one book. You know, when we were children, we used to read all of these story books. Anit Blyton and all of that. So there were R.K. Narayan's books. R.K. Narayan was one of my favorite authors when I was in school. So there is a novel called Tiger for Malgudi. It is a story, autobiography of a tiger. Our tiger comes to Malgudi. What happens to that tiger? How the circus people catch the tiger? Now all this is even narrated by the tiger. And it's a, you know, R.K. Narayan used to write very nice stories. So this Tiger for Malgudi is a story of a tiger who finally gets into circus and how the tiger looks at human beings. Tiger's analysis of human society. It is funny and deeply philosophical also. Because the tiger finally gets one guru who teaches him that you are not the body, you are the soul. It's a spiritual, you know. And then tiger understands and tiger accepts this bearded sadhu as a guru. But then one day that sadhu's wife from the previous ashram, she comes and fights with him. So the tiger is walking from the bushes. It's funny also. And after I read that novel, you know, just 3-4 hours, I just kept reading and it was so fascinating. And then I said, if they make a movie out of this, it will have its inherent limitations. Because how will they explain the inner turmoil and struggle of the tiger and his realizations? How will they explain? They may create a visually powerful, impactful thing on the screen. But the churning of emotions in the tiger's heart will be presented with limitations on the celluloid. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, there is another novel, very famous. I think all of us must have read it in school. You know, Gulliver and Lilliput. That Gulliver's Travels. Jonathan Swift, he wrote it in 1720, 400 years ago. It is a story of a man. He goes to different worlds. He goes to Lilliput, where all are tiny people and he is the tallest. Then he goes to the next island, where everybody is big and he is tiny. But you know, all the movies and serials that have been made on this, they only speak about these 2 or 3 islands that Gulliver went. They don't show the last part of the book. Because in the last part of the book, Gulliver goes to one land where all, because you know, just like nowadays, we have train, car for transportation. In 1720, people used to travel always by horses. So horses was very common. Everybody had lots of horses. So he goes to one island where horses are intelligent people and they are like the ones who are controlling that world. And human beings are like animals. They are made to work. And human beings are called as Yahoo. So he goes to the land of Yahoos. And what he experiences there, it cannot be portrayed on a screen because it is churning going on. And finally, when he comes back to England and he looks at all human beings there, he says, oh, they are all Yahoos. So he starts finding human beings in his own country repulsive because he sees that they are all interested only in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. And he finds the horses more likable, so he starts living in the horse stable. So what is going through in terms of, you know, the philosophical churning, and it's a lot of satire is there. This satire and philosophical churning of the heart cannot be portrayed as effectively on a screen as it can be when we read or hear about it. And therefore they can't show this on screen. So what I'm saying is basically Bollywood, Netflix, you know, whatever, all this, it is somebody else's creation. But when I read about Krishna, it is not only medicinal. When I hear about Krishna, it's not only curing me of my material diseases, but it is also giving me an opportunity to expand my horizons, my capabilities, my potential of connecting to Krishna and decorating Krishna, offering Krishna, worshipping Krishna. So, you know, it's like watching a movie is like having access to one book. But reading and hearing about Krishna is like having access to the whole library. So, movie is something like one room in a huge building. But books or hearing or reading is like access to the whole building. Movie is like a movie. But reading and hearing is like a Bollywood, whole industry. You know? That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, when he was discussing with Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda Rai was explaining the goal of life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept rejecting everything. Eyo bhaya, this is external, this is external. Eyo bhaya, this is external. And when Ramananda Rai finally said, Jnane prayasamudapase namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam sthane stita shrutigatam tanuvang manobir e prayasho jita jito pasite stri lokyam. So when Ramananda Rai said that, when one gives up all the speculations and simply hears about Krishna wherever he is, then he can conquer the unconquerable Krishna. So when hearing was emphasized, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately, till now you were saying Eyo Bhaya, and now Mahaprabhu said Eyo Hai, this is right, this is correct. So therefore, this is the basis, hearing and studying of scriptures. Like we say, you know, Prabhu chanting is the most important activity. Yes. But just like we say, we cannot approach Gopinath, we cannot approach Krishna without Srimati Radharani. Right? We always say this. Similarly, we cannot approach the holy names without hearing about the holy names. So this is the first and the most powerful benefit of constant hearing. Constantly, consistently hearing. And there is another second benefit also, which is one of the biggest problems in this world is ahara nidra bhaya maitunam. Defending, bhaya, insecurity, worry. Everybody experiences fear. You know, if you see in Srila Prabhupada's lectures, many lectures, whenever he speaks about eating, sleeping, mating, defending, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes on defending fear as the most important force in material world. He emphasizes it more than eating, sleeping and mating. Because fear drives people to do many things, and they're always in anxiety. Material world, there is padam padam ed vipadam, and there is desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. So constantly fearful living. But when we hear about Krishna constantly, a devotee becomes, believe it or not, fearless. I was reading recently this, you know, there is Memories book by Siddhanta Prabhu. Now he has done Herculean service, monumental offering of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. He has interviewed all disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And in the introduction of this book, he writes, 51 years ago, one incident happened with him. And that changed his life. He was coming to ISKCON, attending programs. And one day he heard that Srila Prabhupada is coming to our city. So he went to the airport. They received Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada came to temple and he gave a class. on chanting of Hare Krishna, on devotional service. And Siddhanta Prabhu was a young boy, this is 1970, and he's hearing the class, and suddenly one man asked a question. Swamiji, you are saying that, you know, devotional service is great and all that. What have you personally experienced by chanting Hare Krishna? When somebody asks a question, a personal question, generally, at least I do this, I take time to answer. You know, we pause and we want to give an answer that is more authentic, right? But when Srila Prabhupada has asked this question, what have you personally experienced by chanting Hare Krishna? Srila Prabhupada immediately, without batting an eyelid, he said these four words, which changed Siddhanta Prabhu's life forever. Srila Prabhupada said, I feel no fear. So when he heard that, he said, wow, this is powerful. And that those words, the way Srila Prabhupada spoke, convinced him that Srila Prabhupada has completely taken shelter of Krishna. But unfortunately, what happens, generally, many of us, we are living in anxiety. And why hearing constantly about Krishna gives fearlessness, there is a reason for that. It is revealed in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself. You know what is happening right now when we are hearing Bhagavatam? Because of which we will become fearless? When we attend Bhagavatam class, when we study Bhagavatam, when we hear Bhagavatam, one special guest comes for the class. And he is also sitting right now. You know, whenever we hear Bhagavatam class, he is there. We can't see him, but he is there. And who is that person? The first canto, 16th chapter explains, Shudrayusham Ranamanga Martyanam Ritamichatam Yopahuto Bhagavan Mrityu Shamitra Karmani. We all have short life, lot of anxieties and suffering. But when we hear Bhagavatam, Yopahuto, we have invited whom? Bhagavan Mrityu, the God of Death, Yamraj. So, Shamitra Karmani, Yamraj has come for the class. When we hear Bhagavatam class, Yamraj is sitting in the class and he is also hearing. Wow! See, if I am sitting in the class and hearing, I may not see Yamraj, but Yamraj is, I may be hearing the class, and sometimes my, you know, I look here and there in the class. So, Yamraj is also hearing the class, and Yamraj also sometimes looks, oh, he is sitting, acha, he also looks generally. What a thing, huh? Yamraj is in the same class. And then what happens when we die? Our file goes to Yamraj. Right? So Yamraj will see the file. And he will say, Arey, ye kon hai? Kahin dekha hai isko? I think I know him. Kahan to dekha hai? Achha, oh, that Bhagavatam class. Oh, yeah, used to come to that Bhagavatam class. He used to sleep in the class. Achha aadmi hai, but it's a good fellow. He used to doze off in the class. But theek hai. So, no, we cannot handle him. Let him go to Vaikuntha. It's not our case. Transfer the file. So there are two ways we can attract Yamraj's attention. You know, by committing sinful activities is one way. Or we attend here Bhagavatam. That is also another very good way of attracting. That's the best way to attract Yamraj's attention. And that's why Parikshit Maharaj had no fear. Na sammamoru bhayat. Syat samramo antakalepi smaratam tat padambujam. Therefore, at the last time, the time of death, Parikshit Maharaj had no confusion, no bewilderment. He has been hearing about Krishna since childhood. So, totally fearless. And we can't see Yamraj, you know, but Srila Prabhupada could see. A few days back, Gaur Vilas Prabhu was saying this past time, how Prabhupada once in the Kirtan started laughing. Devotees later on told him, Prabhupada, why were you laughing? He said, I saw Narad Muni, that's why I was laughing. So then that devotee said, Prabhupada, what was Narad Muni doing? He said, Prabhupada said, Narad Muni was laughing. So I was also laughing. So then that devotee asked Prabhupada, but why was Narad Muni laughing? And why were you laughing? He said, we were laughing because we were seeing all the mlechas and everyone else. We were dancing in Kirtan. We were like amazed by the power of holy name. So we were laughing. So Srila Prabhupada could see these special souls. And that's why Srila Prabhupada was fearless. You know, in New York, when he used to go and buy vegetables, there was a sniper. Sniper are those people, you know, who have this crazy fetish for shooting people at random. They'll be sitting on a window somewhere and they look at someone and mood ho gaya to usko goli se uda denega. So there are snipers there. And Srila Prabhupada would go and come to the market and devotees told him, Prabhupada, there are snipers here. Are you not afraid? Prabhupada said, no. I am from Kolkata. I am not afraid. Once in Berkeley, 1975, Srila Prabhupada, when he came from the airport, there were zoning restrictions. So devotees could not use the temple for staying. And there was no hotel nearby. And no devotee residence. So Srila Prabhupada, they secretly allowed him to stay in the temple and three devotees guarded him in the night. But somehow the police came to know that these people are illegally staying, they're not supposed to stay. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, they banged on the door and they broke open the door and no devotee was sleeping inside on the hall, on the mosquito net, under the, inside the mosquito net. So they chastised the devotee and the devotee said, no, I was not sleeping. He started defending. And a big fight happened. Meanwhile, Prabhupada was translating upstairs. And the devotees came and they pleaded with the police, no, please don't disturb us. Our Swamiji is elderly, he is translating. This is the most important hour of the day. And when they heard this, they became more angry, the police. They said, where is that old man? And they went on banging on all the doors. And finally, the room in which Prabhupada was translating, they banged the door, they opened the door, and they had this torch. And they put that torch right on Prabhupada's face. And Prabhupada just looked at them, grave, and straight and fearless. So these policemen were till now shouting at the devotees and creating a big scene there. And when they put the light on Prabhupada's face, Prabhupada looking at them back. And what did they do? They quietly came down and they left the place. And there was no problem after that. So what Shakti Srila Prabhupada carried because of his close association with Yamaraj, his best friends, with Narad Muni. Once in San Francisco, he was translating in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock. Suddenly there was a knock on the door. And Prabhupada opened the door. There was a young girl, scantily dressed, young lady, and with eyes wide open, she was staring at Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, who are you? What is this? At this unearthly hour, what are you doing here? And she just kept staring. Prabhupada said, what do you want? What is this? Who are you? And suddenly she said, ooh, la 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 la. Just imagine you were in that place. What would happen to you? Srila Prabhupada just looked straight at her. What is this? Why are you disturbing me? This is the time I translate. Go. What she did, instead of going away, she entered Prabhupada's room. Now, Prabhupada is a sannyasi. Now, a sannyasi will not be with the woman alone. So, Prabhupada, out of instinct, defense, he just came out of the room, out of the house. So the lady went inside, Prabhupada came outside. So when Prabhupada came outside, she also came outside, but she pulled the self-locking door. So Prabhupada and this lady are locked outside the house and it's cold winter, San Francisco, and they don't know, Prabhupada doesn't know what to do and he doesn't have a spare key. And he vaguely remembers that Mukunda is staying somewhere close by, but he doesn't know exactly where. And this girl is just next to Prabhupada and wherever Prabhupada is going, she's coming. And whenever Prabhupada looks at her, scolds her, she says, ooh, la la la. So, and then finally after 1 hour of searching, Prabhupada finally finds out where is Mukunda staying. Prabhupada wakes up Mukunda. Mukunda had a spare key and he scolds that girl and that girl looks at Mukunda and says, you are a kid, you don't understand. One day you will understand. So she was high on drugs or something. And then Mukunda gets that key, opens the door for Prabhupada. Prabhupada enters, he locks the door and then he drives that girl away. And after this 1.5-2 hours of episode, what do you think Srila Prabhupada did? He went back and continued his translation as if nothing has happened. And morning 7 o'clock, he comes down to give Bhagavatam class and is sitting in the class, about to start the class, he looks in the audience and guess what? That girl is also there in the class. Prabhupada is not scared. In fact, Prabhupada is so, his sense of humor is so amazing, his presence of mind and wit. And looking at the girl, he smiles and he says, oh, you are here. Ooh, la 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 la. Prabhupada said that. That means when I read this, I was amazed that Srila Prabhupada was not, like if we were there in Prabhupada's place, we would panic, we would be afraid, we would tell somebody to drive that girl off or what all, we would be in so much anxiety. But this fearlessness is a reality of a devotee who takes shelter of Krishna. That's why preachers could do dramatic things, go to such God-forsaken places, spread the message of Krishna consciousness. But this is the second very powerful benefit of constantly hearing from bona fide devotees. One is, what is the first one? Attraction to Krishna. Second is fearlessness. And there is one more. This is a little need some explanation. This is called developing clarity. You know, the Sat Chit Ananda, the Chit aspect, the knowledge aspect. So when we constantly hear, our Vijnanamaya Kosha develops. See, we all have what is called as wisdom body. We have an inner state of awareness where we know, but we may not know how we know, but we know. Generally, most of us live in Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha and Manomaya Kosha. Annamaya Kosha means taste, always thinking of eating or pleasure. Pranamaya Kosha is protection, fearful, protecting ourselves. Manomaya Kosha is relationships, peace, love, you know. Like when I was very new in ISKCON, I was attracted because I was living in Annamaya Kosha, prasadam, attractive prasad. Or Pranamaya Kosha, somebody, I was looking for a good job and one devotee said, give me your bio data, I'll get you a nice job. So this, you know, these are the motivations initially. Some good networking with devotees, nice prasadam. And then one devotee said, if you come here, you'll have very good relationships. You will find a lot of peace. So these things are very attractive. Annamaya, Pranamaya and Manomaya Kosha. Because we live in this, this is what attracts us. But what about questions about life and death? What about the questions about goal of life? These are all activities of the Vijnanamaya Kosha, of the wisdom body. And Srila Prabhupada gave us answers to the most vexing problems of life, but he also wanted us to ask those questions. So when we hear Bhagavatam constantly, these questions arise in our mind. What questions? Who am I? What is death? What is life? Why bad things happen to good people? And this brings clarity. That's why Srila Prabhupada didn't simply give answers. When Srila Prabhupada went to New York in 1965-66, he used to give this Bhagavad Gita classes. In fact, he started Chaitanya Charitamrita classes and he started Sanatan Shiksha to the absolute newcomers. He explained to them, Sanatan Goswami asking Lord Chaitanya, Ke ami, kene amar, jara tapatray, who am I, why am I suffering in this world? Sanatan Goswami's questions, Srila Prabhupada raised in those classes. And he gave answers also. But what happens with us many times is, we like the answers very much, but we have never asked those questions. So those answers will never become ours. In an exam, you know, if somebody has never studied, and in the last day, the exam day, the teacher says, you can open your book, open book exam. Somebody has never seen the book, and he has all the answers with him, but he's never asked the questions, he will not be able to pass the exam. So the questions also have to be ours. Otherwise the answers won't help us. Right now the answer that Srila Prabhupada has given us is Srila Prabhupada's answers. And they will make sense to us if I also ask the same questions. So Srila Prabhupada made it very simple. He gave us the answers to the most complicated questions of life. I remember one devotee was saying that he, before coming to ISKCON, he went to one spiritual organization where the impersonalist teachings were being taught. So there in the class, he asked the speaker in front of 1,000 people, what is the goal of life? So the speaker shouted on the microphone, run away from the person who tells you the goal of life. That is for you to find out. So he got so scared. And he said, that's what I'm doing. I'm finding out. I've come to you. But they had no answers. And then when he came to ISKCON, he found all the answers to the questions he had. So he was saying how Srila Prabhupada had all the answers. But because he was asking those questions, it was a great combination. That's why Srila Prabhupada, recently in the Bhagavatam class we heard Srila Prabhupada writing letter to Dr. Rajendra Prasad, President of India, that I have a clue, I know how to go back to Godhead. Please don't think I'm some madman. So that means Prabhupada had the answers, we don't have to worry. But we have to ask the questions. And that will help us see things from proper perspective. Otherwise, we will remain entangled in material life. And when I ask these questions and then I hear the answers, there will be epiphany. There will be the revelation. That is when the wisdom body actually evolves. So when we hear constantly, clarity comes. Krishne sadama upagate jnana dharma abhihi saha kalo nashta drishamesha puranarko dhunodita. Krishna went away. And Jnana and Dharma also went away when Krishna left at the end of Dwapara Yuga. But కలౌ నష్ట దృశామేహ. టు రిమూవ్ ద డార్క్నెస్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ, కృష్ణ లెఫ్ట్ బిహైండ్ పురాణ అర్క, ది సన్ లైట్, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. ఫర్ ద డార్క్నెస్ విల్ బి డిస్పెల్డ్ బై శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. ద డార్క్నెస్ విల్ బి డిస్పెల్డ్ మీన్స్ ఫస్ట్ ద క్వశ్చన్స్, ద రైట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ విల్ అరైజ్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ వి విల్ హ్యావ్ ద క్లారిటీ టు టేక్ ద రైట్ డిసిజన్స్. బికాస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద బిగ్గెస్ట్ ఛాలెంజెస్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఇస్ కన్ఫ్యూజన్స్, వాట్ టు డూ. ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం విల్ లైటన్ అప్ అవర్ విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ అండ్ హెల్ప్ అస్ అండ్ గైడ్ అస్ టు టేక్ ద రైట్ స్టెప్స్. దట్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్ టు బ్రాహ్మణ పత్నిస్. చతుర్విధ బహుగుణం అన్నమాదాయ భాజనే అభిశశ్రు ప్రియం సర్వా సముద్రం ఇవ నిమ్నగా. దే ర్యాన్ టువర్డ్స్ కృష్ణ వెన్ దే హర్డ్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ హంగ్రీ, లైక్ రివర్స్ రన్ టువర్డ్స్ ది ఓషన్. అండ్ డూ యూ థింక్ ఇట్ వాజ్ ఈజీ? నో, దే వర్ స్టాప్. నిషిద్యమానా పతిభిర్ భ్రాతృభిర్ బంధుభిర్ సుతేర్ భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే దీర్ఘ శ్రుత ధృతాశయ. నిషిద్య, నిషేధ, నో, యు కాంట్ గో. పతిభీర్, భ్రాతృభీర్, బంధుభీర్, సుతేర్, రిలేటివ్స్, చిల్డ్రన్, హస్బెండ్స్, ఫాదర్స్, దే ఆల్ స్టాప్ దీస్ విమెన్ ఫ్రమ్ గోయింగ్ టు కృష్ణ. బట్ నథింగ్ కుడ్ స్టాప్ దెమ్ బికాస్ దీర్ఘ శ్రుత, బికాస్ దే హడ్ బీన్ హియరింగ్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ. దే కుడ్ టేక్ ద రైట్ కాల్, దే కుడ్ టేక్ ద రైట్ డిసిజన్. Narad Muni was a young, small boy. We will read now. And what happened? He was hearing Bhagavatam. Do you think life will be a roller coaster? Life will be smooth? No, everything was going nice. He was hearing Bhagavatam, serving the saintly people. The party goes on like this forever? No. One day what happened? One day in the night, his mother went to milk the cow. Ekada nirgatam geha duhantim nishigam pati sarpo dashat padasprisht kripana kalachodita. Time came in the form of a sarpa and bit his mother and she died. Srila Prabhupada says, this mother had nobody except small Narada. Narada, a 5-year-old boy, had nobody except his mother. And he was an orphan now. Mother has died. What to do? But he took the right decision at that time. Tada tadaham ishasya bhaktanam sham abhipsata. అనుగ్రహం మన్యమాన ప్రాతిష్టం దిశముత్తరం. అనుగ్రహం మన్యమాన, ఈ కుడ్ సీ దిస్ యాజ్ కృష్ణాస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ బికాస్ హీ హాడ్ గాట్ మర్సీ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్. హీ హాడ్ బీన్ హియరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దెమ్. భక్తానాంశం అభీప్సత. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ వాట్ డిడ్ యూ డూ? ప్రాతిష్టం, ఈ వాక్ టువర్డ్స్ దిశం ఉత్తరం, టువర్డ్స్ ద నార్దర్న్ సైడ్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ అవర్ వైష్ణవాచార్య రైట్ ద కమెంటరీ దాట్ నారద్ ముని performed the little Narada in his previous life, the son of a maid servant, performed the final rites of his mother. He not only burnt her body, but he also lit up the entire hut where he was staying. Everything got burned and he left. So, externally we may follow Narad Muni or we may do what Brahmana Patnis did externally, but time will expose us. Time will compel us to ask questions. And if we haven't asked those questions, we will struggle. So if we constantly keep asking questions, constantly keep hearing, then we will get clarity to choose the permanent over the temporary. See, one of the biggest challenges in modern times is we choose temporary over the permanent. All the time, isn't it? That is a classic Kali Yuga characteristic. Therefore, Katha Upanishad says that very interesting verse. It says, if you give up the permanent for the temporary, then you will lose both. Did you get it? If you give up the permanent for the temporary, then you will lose both. Why? Because permanent anyway you gave up. And temporary, even if you get it, is temporary. Once I was hearing a class by His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, and he was explaining this verse. And to explain this importance of this verse, he gave a story. Very powerful story, I'll tell you now. And when I heard it, you know, sometimes you have to give very strong dose to shake up a person. So Maharaj spoke this story from one Purana. How one guru is telling his disciple, my dear disciple, you have left Krishna, you have come to material world. That is a very big problem. Understand that problem. Don't be obsessed with your small daily problems. Just like this king's son. And then he began to tell the story. But the Purana explains what the sage told his disciple. That once a prince came with his friends and he was in a mood of naughtiness. He wanted to be a little naughty. So he saw these women carrying butter pots on their head. So the prince told his friends, there were 3-4 friends, he said, let us have some fun. You know, Krishna broke butter pots. Let us also break these butter pots. Let us make them cry. Of course, we will compensate them later, but let us have some fun. So they agreed. So they broke all the butter pots and the women were shocked. They started crying, wailing. And the prince was laughing, and suddenly the prince saw one of the women was not crying. She was like this, equipoised, still. So he was very stunned. He said, wow, she seems to be a great sage. She said, Mataji, why are you not disturbed? She said, oh prince, do you want to really know? He said, yes, yes, I'm keen to know why you are not disturbed like the others. So the lady said, do you have time? He said, what do you mean? He said, I have a little long, rather long story to tell. If you have time, I'll tell you the story. Then you will know why I am not disturbed by the butter pot breaking. She said, yeah, I want to know. And the lady said, many, many years ago, I was a young and beautiful woman. I had a very nice husband and we had a small son. And I was so beautiful that the king sent a letter to me saying that he wants to have a relationship with me. And I became panicky. I told my husband, and I love my husband and I made a plan. Because I didn't want to be unchaste to my husband. So we made a plan and I wrote a letter to the king saying, you can come, but you have to come and meet me alone. Nobody should know, should be in disguise. And he agreed. So according to the plan, I called him to one small hut. And there I had kept a sword hidden. So as soon as the king made his advances towards me, and my husband was in another hut, waiting for, we made a whole plan. So I took that sword and I killed the king. And then I ran to my husband, but there when I went, my husband was bitten by a snake and he had died. And he had this, my son with him. So I picked up my son and I ran. Meanwhile, the king's soldiers came chasing after me. And when I went in the jungle, I got lost. And some dacoits came and they molested me and they took away my son. Another group of dacoits came. They also molested me. And then they dumped me in a prostitute house. And I lived there for many years. And I was so miserable. After many years, one group of dacoits came, intoxicated, and they started enjoying with all the women there. And after one man left me and went, I realized he was my son. And I became mad in grief. And I ran to a sage and told him, what should I do? The sage said, you should commit suicide. Your life is condemnable. And then I went to commit suicide. I lit fire on the bank of the river on wood. And as I was about to get burnt, the river, there was a flood and the water came and washed away the fire. Then I tried to jump in the river and commit suicide. Some women came and saved me. And these were the women who are the coward women of this village. And I've been serving them last few days. And I've been carrying buttermilk for them. So now, do you understand why I'm not so disturbed by the butter pot breaking? So the sage tells this story to the disciples saying that your problems in life are like the butter pot issues. But do you know what you have gone through? 84 lakh species, what all you have gone through? How much suffering you have gone through? That you have forgotten, that you are giving up just for this silly problem? Radha Gopinath Prabhu was once called to one college for lecture. Then there was some big problem that happened there. So students were in depression and all that. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu gave the lecture. Very powerful example he gave. He said, people have this 10 rupee coin. He said, sometimes we keep the 10 rupee coin so close to our eyes that it blocks the vision of the sun. And the sun is quadrillion times bigger than this small coin. But the coin blocks our vision. Similarly, sometimes our worry, our problems in life are so tiny, but they become so important that we forget our permanent problem. Now, this does not mean we don't take care of our physical, mental, emotional needs. Please don't get us wrong. We have to take care. They are important. But another reality of modern times is we worry a lot. This is a worrying generation. Worrying, worrying, worrying. Even if there is nothing to worry, we worry that I have nothing to worry. Aisa kaisa, kuch bhi nahi hai. Kuch to hona chahiye. Tension hona chahiye life. Now one man was told that, you know, you want a job, you get a job in our company. Your job will be to worry for us. Wow. 9 o'clock you come, work till 8 p.m. and you'll have this desk. You start to sit and worry whole day. Because the CEO said, I am very stressed, you know, because I have too much anxiety. So if you worry for me, then I'll be I'll give you 5 lakh rupees every month. He said, wow. He said, I'm very good in this job, sir. I will do this. Morning sit and worry till evening. And 5 lakh rupees. Wow, great. He said, thank you for this job, sir. So when will I get my first salary? So the CEO said, that is your first worry. That is you have to worry now, when I'll get my salary. That I don't know. So worrying. But Bhagavatam, if you constantly hear, Bhagavatam connects us to the real problems. Esyam vaishriya manayam krishne parama purushe bhakti rutpatate punsa shokamoha bhayapaha shokamoha bhaya. Fear of future, lamentation of past and moha, illusion of present. You know, in spiritual world, there is no past or future, only present. In material world, unfortunately, there is no present, only past and future. We are always living in our fears and anxieties. But Srimad Bhagavatam removes this clutter and it helps us connect to our own wisdom body and get the right answers. You know, sometimes devotees say, Prabhuji, I want a, you know, that should be a practical class. I have this problem. So we look for practical class which is needed. At the same time, we also need to understand abstract concepts and allow Krishna to reveal the answers from within. Like for example, if I give a class now on the importance of jogging or walking, 1 hour class, oh, this is the best for you. And you say it is very practical. But if one of you is lame, or as they say, physically challenged, no, not physically, differently abled, then you can't run, then you will say his class was impractical. But the principle you can take, right, of taking care of health. So Bhagavatam has many case studies, Ambarish Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj. So what are these case studies? How can it be practical? Now, for example, we are living in 21st century, so many challenges, so many unique problems. So it is practical because there are principles there, and when we hear the principles submissively and consistently, then in our own unique situation, the answers will be revealed how to negotiate with the material energy and how to move forward graciously. Simple example, you know, you go to any military academy, go to any war college, they will teach all the famous battles fought in the world. Napoleonic Wars, Second World War, you know, Battle of Somme, all these battles will be taught. So these students, commandos, they learn all these wars. But when they actually go to war, like when the 2008 terrorist attacks happened in Taj Mahal Hotel, so when these NSG commandos entered, do you think they took their notebook with them? Or a concept of battle ka solution is there apply karne ka? They went there, whatever they have studied in the 4 years in the college, the collective study coupled with their intuition and on the spot application of that knowledge helped them devise an appropriate strategy to pass through that crisis and solve that problem. So I have a unique problem. We connect with devotees, we discuss with devotees, we hear from classes, we get that guidance. But in the Bhagavatam class also we can get help. When we hear and just stay present, and this is superior intelligence because this is not my intelligence. And this superior intelligence will direct me. Otherwise I am getting solutions for my problem with my own intelligence. But intelligence is mind, intelligence and ego. Ego is more subtle than intelligence. So how can I conquer over my anarthas, which is the problem of the ego, with intelligence which is less subtle? So I need some higher intelligence. I need something superior to me. Because I am caught up in my own mind, own emotions. You know, we say human beings are very rational animals. No, sir. Practically speaking, human beings are very emotional people. They are driven by Annamaya, Pranamaya and Manomaya Kosha. We are rational, of course, technically, but only 5% time we use the rational brain. Most of the time we are driven by emotional. 95% is emotional driven. And even that rational thinking we do, we use rational thinking to rationalize our emotions only. Like if I'm angry with you, then I will use all rational intelligence to say, oh, you are a bad person. So what happens is we therefore have limitations in solving our own problems with our own intelligence. We need higher intelligence. And that is moving from I space to Krishna space. And then when we have that clarity, then we can be allowing ourselves to use as an instrument in Krishna's hands. So that's how we make progress. Therefore, and I'm sure all of us go through these conflicts, what we call dharma conflicts, right? In life, we all go through. what to do, this is right. There are two right choices. What do you do? Even devotees will say, devotees also will tell you, Prabhuji, dono achha hai, aap decide karo. Krishna has to guide us. Like, one devotee was saying, his parents are insisting that he come back to India because they are getting old. He is in America. And his wife and children are insisting that they settle in America only. She is asking, Prabhuji, what should I do? That is dharma. That is a classic dharma conflict. Like one grihastha was saying, he is right now in his career, he is on the verge of a major breakthrough. Next 5 years, if he works 4 hours, 5 hours extra, his entire life will be settled. But right at this time, his daughter is very sick and she needs extra attention from him. So he is saying, Prabhuji, what should I do now? My long-term relationship with my family or right now my daughter? It's very easy for me to sit here and give him solution. Oh, do this, don't do that. But he has to be convinced of what he is doing. So to resolve all these conflicts, we have to be directed by Krishna in the heart. Therefore, hearing is most important. Anyetveva majananta shrutva nebhya upasate. Tepi chati taranteva mrityum shruti parayana. Krishna in the 13th chapter, he says we are trying to enjoy and we are suffering. Purusha prakriti stoi bhunkte prakriti janguna karanam gunasangasya tadasadyoni janmasu. We are suffering, suffering, suffering. But we need to be directed by the Paramatma in the heart. The next verse he says, Upadrishta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti chapyukto dehesvin purusha para. You are not the purusha. There is real purusha in the heart. He has to direct our life. We have to put an instrument in his hand. But how do I connect to him? Krishna says meditation, many things he says. And finally he says 13.26, this verse. Shutva nebhya upasate, worship God by hearing. Srila Prabhupada also writes in the purport, one can worship Krishna simply by hearing. What powerful 7 words. Please repeat after me. One can worship Krishna simply by hearing. So, pujaris are decorating Krishna, worshipping Krishna, they are doing aarti. By hearing about Krishna, no, Janmashtami is coming up. We can hear about Krishna and we are doing the same worship. I would like to pause here at this moment. And if there are questions or comments, we could take. And then, otherwise we'll stop the class. Otherwise, there's so much to discuss on this topic. Any comments or questions? Yes. Before the question, comment. One announcement. This year, Janmashtami is very special because of lot of, thanks to our Chinese virus, we all know what is happening. So we have an opportunity to celebrate Janmashtami in a very unique way. We have Krishna Fest from 22nd to 31st August. This is going to be the first virtual spiritual festival. This is also the 125th special appearance year of Srila Prabhupada. There will be a lot of dances, dramas, discourses, live interactions. So there will be virtual booths and special darshans. There will be 3D shows of Srila Prabhupada. So please register as soon as possible at krishnafest.in. So this is a great opportunity. It's a spiritual immersive experience. Please take part in great numbers. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Satyanand Prabhu, Abhishek Prabhu. I'll take Satyanand Prabhu. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu, for such an enlightening class. Prabhuji, as you were mentioning this point, constantly hearing. The one trap with constantly hearing is that it becomes mechanical in over the period. And it happens, shrunan apina shrunoti, just like paschan apina paschati. You see, but you can't see. Similarly, many times it happens that we hear, but we don't hear.
Yeah.
Also you mentioned the point that the point like where I feel inspiration or I feel, oh, this is very attractive. I want to hear that. So similarly, that tendency develops over the period of time because now you become accustomed to the stories, you become accustomed to the different aspect.
Yeah.
So then you just hire mechanically. I want to go ahead with the hearing.
Mm.
So how we deal with this?
Yeah. Dynamic? So you are saying how to overcome that? We have this mechanical tendency. We keep hearing, it becomes part, just like chanting. Solamala ho raha hai, so hearing becomes, everything can become mechanical. Therefore, there is a very important, how to hear is also very important. One of the most important thing we need while hearing Krishna Katha is we need to be open-minded. Open-minded means willingness to be influenced by the sound vibration. Just like in a relationship, if somebody claims to love his wife or a wife claims to love husband, They can't say we have unconditional love for each other without being vulnerable with each other. So, and people generally they hold on to, nobody wants to be vulnerable. But if you can be vulnerable, then I'm in one sense taking a risk. So are we willing to take that risk when it comes to our relationship with Krishna? Are we willing to be open? See, we have many intellectual, internal filters because of which we don't hear. So when you are saying this typical problem of being excited and attracted to other things, not wanting to hear, it is because we are not in the receiving mood. You know, our hearing is in the mood of achieve. I want to figure out some answers to my problems. Achieve and receive, they are two different concepts. So in bhakti, we actually experience Krishna when we are not in, when we are not hearing to get something out. When we are hearing to receive. So see, there are two kinds of distraction for our sadhana. One is external. So hearing, there can be external distraction. What is the external distraction nowadays? Smartphone, for example. So that can be overcome by making some sankalpa. Okay, next 1 hour I'm going to hear Bhagavatam. Or next 1 hour I'm going to study. So that sankalpa can take care of our external distraction. But the internal filters that we have, because of which I don't hear attentively, that is more subtler and more difficult to overcome. Like for example, the speaker is speaking on Dehi no smenyata Dehi. So what happens? What is the internal filter? I know this. I've been hearing it for 20 years. But I do not know the context in which it is being spoken today. I don't know what the speaker is going to say now. But if I'm open and vulnerable, allowing myself to be used by Krishna and that sound vibration, then that will have an impact on me. That is why in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Saravam Bhattacharya around 30-35 different explanations on Atma Ram verse. And then when he met Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami said that you gave so many explanations of Atma Ram verse to Saravam Bhattacharya, I also want to understand this verse. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't know anything, but in your association I will be empowered to speak. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke that same verse, Atma Ramastamuneo Nirgrantha Pyurukrame, 61 different explanations he gave on that verse. So the nature and the power of Srimad Bhagavatam is unlimited. Now it doesn't mean that, you know, I speculate and concoct different interpretations. That's not the point. When we hear from proper source, then we will be influenced. So there is nothing like I know, you know. So because we have this attitude, closed nature, that's what happens when we hear Bhagavatam class also, you know, our mind has this tendency, it goes on a train of thought. Like for example, if the speaker is speaking something which I already know, and if I add that filter which says that, okay, I already know this, then my mind starts, the speaker is speaking something I don't hear at all. And I go on another journey, I start contemplating. All that contemplation is not during the class. During the class, I just have to be present and I take Krishna. So if you have this, if you have this attitude, you know, of openness to be influenced by the sound vibration, then that sound vibration will influence. Otherwise, anything can become mechanical. Deity worship can become mechanical. Any activity can become monotonous. So the attitude is very important. Is that okay? We'll take one last question. I saw. Yes.
Ramu. Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class. As you rightly explained why to hear, and also Satyanand Prabhu cleared that how to hear, my question is what to hear? Because there are so many content available on ISKCON directory, that is the ocean of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything is available. But should we hear something specific, systematic, or randomly inspiration based? Matlab, there are many things to hear.
Wow, what a nice problem to Satyanand Maharaj once explained about studying scriptures. I think that principle we can follow in our hearing also. He said, you know, when we are studying scriptures, for example, he says, keep reading, keep hearing, and suddenly something will, you know, resonate with your heart. And then you hear that more. That's what Anandam Prabhu does. Sometimes he hears one lecture some 20 times. So I'll tell you, Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj lectures I hear a lot. And it's so nice, you know. I just discovered them. Like I hear Devamrat Maharaj, Sachinandan Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj, Radhana Swami Maharaj. So Bhaktivedanta Maharaj lectures, sometimes you like it lecture, you hear it 3-4 times, like that. But the attitude is more important actually. Because Krishna will direct us, Krishna will reveal to us. Is there humility? See, the problem is, one of the biggest advantages of attitude wanting to hear is, it is actually a sign of humility. So you, as long as the attitude is in the right place, then Krishna Katha will guide you. Like, you know, I'll tell you, one of the, sometimes people say, Prabhuji, how can hearing be humility? Because hearing requires to keep our mouth shut. Right? Like, in generally, I don't know if you have experienced this, we like to speak. I mean, I'm talking about myself. And when two people are talking, when somebody is talking, I've seen this happen with me many times, when another person is talking, sometimes I feel, when will he stop that I can talk? We want to talk. That's our default setting in the conditioned stage. So given that conditional nature, the fact that I am willing to sit and hear means I am sending a message to the universe that I am a fool, I don't know what is right and wrong, so I want to hear. And that will guide us. Pravishtakarana randreda svanam bhava saroruham dunoti shamalam krishnam salilasya yatasharat. Krishna, the heart of the devotee is described like a bowl of a lotus. Krishna sits there and cleans the heart. Because I am working hard to hear. Dunoti. Krishna dho dete hai heart ko. For that attitude is important. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata seva. Devotee bhagavat and book bhagavat. If you have that attitude of service to both. Like, you know, last 1 week, 3 times different speakers spoke the story of His Holiness Srila Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Swami Maharaj, who was a spy in the British army, British government, and then he came, he stayed in Gaudiya Math, and then he learnt all this, and then he was trying to do, find out what this Gaudiya Math is into. He was a spy. But by hearing, he got so influenced that he became a devotee and he became a sannyasi. That is the power of submissive attitude of hearing. You know, Madhvacharya, our main acharya in our sampradaya, he used to go for his giving lectures. He used to carry one bull. And the bull used to carry all his books. So one day when he was giving class on Taittiriya Upanishad, all his leading sannyasi disciples were hearing. So one disciple said, Gurudev, who will give commentary on your works? Which of us is qualified? And Madhvacharya said, none of you. And they were shocked because they were all very big scholars and they used to hear attentively. Madhvacharya said, pointing to that bull, because that bull also used to hear attentively. Madhvacharya said, that bull will write commentary. And they all looked at the bull, and the bull was hearing attentively. And that bull went on to take birth as Jayatirtha in the next life. And he wrote Nyaya Sudha, the commentary on all of Madhvacharya's works. So, hearing is very powerful. The attitude, if it is in the right place, that's a Padma Puran, Lord Krishna says, very nice verse. Shabda Brahman para Brahman. Shabda Brahman. When we hear sound vibration, that is Krishna only. Shabda Brahman para Brahman. Mamumebhya Shashwati Tanu. They are both same. Shabda Brahman and Krishna. They are same. But the difference is what? Shabda Brahman para Brahman. Mamumebhya Shashwati Tanu. Shabda Brahman Nishnata. Para Brahman Adigachati. If I become attentive and good in my process of hearing, then I will be directed towards Krishna. So the answer to your question is, you know, the attitude is in the right place, then everything will fall in place. You will be guided. I would like to tell one story and end with that. You know, once in Prerna lecture, is a real story and it had a profound effect on me. I think this kind of answers your question. There was one boy, who stopped coming because I kind of fried him out. I was also a young, overzealous preacher at that time. I started criticizing the guru that he was attached to, some Babaji was attached to. And also I criticized Devtas. So he got fried out and he stopped coming. And I felt very guilty. So I called him and he said, Prabhuji, I don't want to offend you, but you know, I'm disturbed. I don't want to come. But at that time, Gaurang Prabhu was supposed to give one Prerna lecture. So I got very excited and Gaurang Prabhu, you know, very popular with the youth. So I told him, I request you, please, just for one sake, one thing you do for me, just come for this one Prerna lecture. And then you never come, I am okay. I was hoping that you will come for that lecture and Gaurang Prabhu's lecture will be very attractive, jokes and entertaining, as at the same time enlightening, and you will get influenced and you will become once again steady. And I will also apologize to him. I thought like that. So Gaurang Prabhu's Prerna was announced. That boy agreed, reluctantly he agreed. But he was sincere, humble, you know. And he was hurt by me. It was my fault. But he came. And that time there was one Prabhupada disciple, one sannyasi, very senior, old sannyasi. And he is a great devotee. But I thought that he will not be an appropriate speaker for the youth festival. And he also said, I am tired, you know, I cannot give so many lectures. So I said, Maharaj, why don't you give Sunday morning Bhagavatam class? Saturday evening Gaurang Prabhu is giving. So he said, very good, very good. I don't want to, I can't give Saturday also, then Sunday also. Then I said, Maharaj, Sunday morning our congregation is coming. So your class will be relevant. He said, okay, okay. So Saturday morning, I was in guest reception department. So I took care of Maharaj Prasad and everything. Then I came down and I was in Prerna, I was being comparing for the Prerna festival. So I had to introduce Gaurang Prabhu. So I was sitting where you are sitting right now, waiting for Gaurang Prabhu. And happily thinking that Maharaj is in his room, taking rest, and tomorrow he will give Bhagavatam class. Everything is arranged. And that boy was sitting there, where you are sitting. So I thought, this boy will hear Gaurang Prabhu and he will become, all past will be forgiven. And he will hear nice, powerful, entertaining class and he will become devotee. And as I was sitting there, Gaurang Prabhu entered from this door. So I said, okay, he has come to give the class. And he paid dandavat, he offered obeisances and he was taking darshan of the Lord. And he, from there he began to walk towards the Vyasasana. And I got up to introduce Gaurang Prabhu. And that very moment that sannyasi entered from that door, and he walked straight, and he came and he sat here. And when he sat here, Gaurang Prabhu was almost here, and he immediately sat down. Gaurang Prabhu sat like this, as if he is also one of the participants who has come to hear the class. And I was shocked, because that was not in my plan. And you know, when your intelligence gets short-circuited like this, you don't know what to do. So I sat down immediately, and Gaurang Prabhu said, I said, no, I can't do an introduction because this is not in my plan. I said, no. Then Gaurang Prabhu got up and Gaurang Prabhu said, Hari Bol, we are very happy, Maharaj has come. And I was honestly telling you, I was disappointed because, you know, I was wanting Gaurang Prabhu to speak. But anyway, Gaurang Prabhu introduced very happily this Maharaj and then he said, Maharaj will speak. And then Maharaj began the class. And he spoke on Na Dhanam, Na Janam, Na Sundarim. And actually, he spoke in detail about the Shikshastakam verses. And I found it totally incongruent. Because that was, and the young boys were there. And I was so disappointed internally. But what happened, interestingly, and that boy was also going out of town somewhere. And then he came, he didn't come, I didn't see him, and somehow, you know, by power of time we forget. But after 2-3 years, he came with Tilak and Kantimala, he has transferred back to Bombay, and he met me. And he was initiated devotee. He had taken initiation from Gopal Krishna Maharaj or Loknath Maharaj, one of them. And he spoke to me. And he said, Prabhuji, my life changed on that day when you called me for Prerna. I said, what happened? Oh, that lecture I heard. What a beautiful class on bhakti. And the way he explained, I was like, wow. It completely, our calculations are, you know, very, very myopic. And that reminded me one pastime. When Bhaktivedanta Thakur was preaching in Kolkata during Gaudiya Math days, initial days, one very powerful impersonalist who was the head of department in Banaras Hindu University and a very influential person, he had done PhD on Shankaracharya's impersonalism and he came for Bhaktivedanta Thakur's class and he challenged the devotees. The devotees said, we can't answer your questions, why don't you ask this to Bhaktivedanta Thakur himself? So he sat in the class and after the class, Bhaktivedanta Thakur asked for questions, this man did not ask. And the devotees told him later, why you didn't ask? He said, I went blank. But tomorrow I'll write them down and come. For next day class, he had all the questions written down. And after the class, Bhaktivedanta Thakur had any questions. He didn't ask. And the devotee said, why you didn't ask? He said, I couldn't see the questions. I don't know what happened. And third day, he said, I'm determined to challenge. And third day after the class, this man, very big professor, he got up from his seat. He walked towards Bhaktivedanta Thakur, offered full dandavat. And he surrendered and he went on to become Adikeshav, his holiness Adikeshav Swami, who then wrote a big treatise on Shikshastakam verses. And he presented Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's complete opposite philosophy. And he went on to become a very big stalwart scholar in Gaudiya tradition. So the point is, you know, we have our own calculations, what will work, what will not work. But the attitude is most important, the attitude of humility, willingness to be vulnerable to the sound vibration. And allowing Krishna to influence my heart, that can have a profound effect on in our lives. Is that okay, Prabhu? So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.